This show is brought to you by Marketing Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. Now, let's get on with the show. You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, all about real estate edition, shining a light on the movers and shakers in the real estate industry, the home builders, developers, realtors, and suppliers making it all happen. And now, here are your hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the About Real Estate edition of the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I'm your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Good morning, my friend, return guest, one of the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show's Hall of Fame members.
Yes, Hall of Fame, favorite guest. This should be fun.
Yeah. Welcome back, David Ellis. He's the Executive Vice President of the Greater Atlanta Home Builders Association. David, good to see you again, as always.
Glad to be back.
Yeah, it's good to have you. Thanks for carving out time to join us. I know you're very busy. Our audience is obviously very familiar with both you and the HBA, but take a few quick seconds and tell us a bit about you and your background, and then give us a quick overview of the Home Builders Association. What do you do? How do you serve?
Well, sure. Well, I've worked for local home builders associations around the South for over 25 years. I've been here with the Atlanta Home Builders for 11 years and love the work. The association is kind of the chamber of commerce for the housing industry and for new home construction. So our members are people that build homes, remodel homes, that sell the materials and the services that help build those homes, and then the people that help market those homes. So it's really a wide variety of folks, but within the home building industry.
So let's talk a little bit about the state of Atlanta's housing market. How does it look?
It's getting better. First of all, Atlanta now is the third largest new home construction market in the country, which is, you know, exciting for us. We're seeing growth every year. We were up about 20% year over year of last year to this year. And we see that continuing to grow. We had a great first quarter of this year. A lot of good traffic and volume, so the builders are feeling good. But, you know, so the market is doing quite well, and the interest rates have remained low, and people, I think, are becoming a little more optimistic about their own futures, and that continues to spur home buying. The other thing that's happening in Atlanta is we've seen such job growth. Last year, we produced about 80,000 new jobs, and the houses we build are where the jobs go to sleep at night. So as we continue to grow as a community for those jobs, you know, the housing market will continue to do well.
Well, as you know, David, we interview a lot of builders on this show, and they're all reporting very positive numbers in 2016 so far. Do you expect that to continue? I mean, do you have a sense of what 2017 is going to look like?
Well, I think we all learned to be a little more cautious over the last decade. But at the same time, all the metrics seem pretty good. There, you know, there's headwinds out there. We've got labor issues that concern the builders because they can't find the workers to work on their homes. The interest rate environment remains very good, but the credit environment, particularly for my medium-sized and smaller builders, is still a challenge. They just can't walk into a bank and get a loan like they used to, which on some level is probably a good thing because we got to a place where credit was probably too available. But at the same time, now that pendulum still hasn't swung back to a place where the market feels as healthy as it ought to be for those guys to be able to do their work.
So with the market being healthier, and I know we've talked a little bit about this pre-show, we've seen lots of mergers and acquisitions, which we can talk about. But what about new building companies? Do we have some of the little guys or individuals forming new companies and starting to show up again?
We're seeing a lot of folks come back in terms of what they're doing and coming back sometimes with new names and new partnerships and those kind of things. But I think people are starting to see the home building industry as a place where they can make money and do well. You know, you mentioned the mergers and acquisitions. That's been exciting to us too. When big corporations look at Atlanta and say, we need to be in that market, we need to spend literally tens of millions of dollars to be in that market, it sends a really good sign to what's going on in Atlanta.
Right.
And although it changes the market and it, you know, raises other questions and we have lots of things to talk about, but at the same time, that's encouraging. These big sophisticated companies want to be here doing business. That's a good thing.
What about the HBA itself? I mean, we're talking about the positive market trends. How about your organization? You've seen some positives there?
Our membership is growing. We're seeing, you know, good attendance at meetings. Sponsorships are up. You know, probably anecdotal, but last week was the deadline for our OBIE Awards, our big annual awards program that's a big deal for us. And the entries were up. We had over 400 entries this year, was up over about 100 entries over the year before. So that says something, that builders are building things that they're proud of and things they're excited to put out there to show off for the community. So that's a good thing for the association, but really another good sign.
That is a very, very positive sign. Speaking from a show that has broadcast from that event 2 years, the place was a packed house. I can't imagine it being bigger this year. That's very exciting to see.
We are very much hoping that it'll be even better attended and more exciting than ever. And again, you know, Carol's been a big part of that over the years, being a past chair of that event and a past chair of our SMC. So, you know, it's just one more good sign.
It is. All right. David Ellis will return after this short break. We'll be right back.
American Eagle Mortgage specializes in government and first-time home buyer loans. we originate more purchase loans than any other company in our home market. Our common vision of dedicated customer service, integrity, and product knowledge has proven to be a winning combination for our customers. We guarantee the rate and terms available, as well as fund the source of your loan. We lend our own money. American Eagle Mortgage is an equal housing lender and approved mortgagee by FHA, VA, Fannie Mae, and Freddie Mac. For more information, visit us at www.aemc.cc or call 678-278-2138, GA-28758, GRMA-36280.
All right, and we're back with David Ellis, Executive Vice President of the Greater Atlanta Home Builders Association.
So, David, what new initiatives for 2016 does the HBA have?
Well, a couple of things. First of all, a couple of years ago, we launched our new Professional Women in Building Council, which has just been an enormous success for us. So many professional women in our industry really wanted an opportunity to be able to come together and network and learn together. And we started that organization and really didn't have a sense of how it would go, but boy, it has just boomed. Their events and meetings have been great. And they've really added a new dimension to our association. A great example of the new dimension is that group came last year and launched a new initiative called Elevate within our association. It's really targeted at professionals under the age of 40. We've had several events with our Elevate group, and we've had just tremendous turnout and so many young professionals that work within the industry already that want to network, and they want to network in maybe a little different way than we have in the past. And our PWB brought that together, but just, again, we're finding those new elements and trying to find that new young blood and new leaders for our association.
Well, I think that networking is sort of critical. I mean, listening to you, the vibe of just the general status of the industry, not just are we selling more homes, it's just everyone seems to be doing well and the trends all portend well. How do you get involved in something like that? If you're in the industry and you're not involved in that, I think you're going to lose ground mm-hmm. to your colleagues in the industry. How do you get involved in those?
Well, first of all, I'll mention that we had a meeting today at my office this morning, and after the meeting, the meeting broke up and about five builders sat there and talked for another hour. And I walked back in and I said, guys, the meeting's over. And they said, no, we're still learning. And it was just neat to see that networking. So these were three, a younger builder, a few older builders, a few in between maybe. And they were sharing experiences, talking about things they tried, different things. They were talking very specifically about parts of town. And it was kind of exciting to me just to see that mm-hmm. happen. And that, you know, because of something we did that got facilitated. But you know, how do you get involved? Well, you can go to our website, AtlantaHomeBuilders.com. You can look for things and just show up. You can give us a call. We'd love to sit down with you or talk to you on the phone or email you and just talk to you about, you know, the opportunities that are out there. There's any, you know, enormous number of ways through committees and through councils that you can get involved in, you know, not only network and those kind of things, but help grow your industry and make your contribution back. You know, one of the things we're most proud of through our association is we have a group called Homemade Atlanta. Mm-hmm. We build homeless shelters around Atlanta. As a matter of fact, in the next week or so, we'll be dedicating a new shelter down in Conyers that has eight apartments for homeless transitional moms in our community. And you can go out and help out on a care day there and just, you know, meet people and give a little back. There's just so many different things you can do to grow professionally, to grow personally, and to make new friends and, you know, along the way, hopefully grow your business.
Carol, we've interviewed a lot of people over these almost 5 years, and our conversations with Homemade have always been some of the ones I treasure most. So it's what a cool organization that's doing.
It is definitely a neat organization, one of my favorites.
You mentioned something both pre-show and then you touched on it a little earlier. There's some issues out there on the labor issues and credit issues for the builders. Expand on that a little bit.
Well, what's happened in the labor market, you know, when we had this tremendous downturn, so many people left working in the industry. You know, if you're not getting a paycheck and you need a paycheck, you're going to go do something else. Mm-hmm. And because of that, you know, people said, well, I don't want to be a carpenter anymore. I'll go work, you know, at a big store where I get a paycheck and maybe some health insurance and those kind of things. The downturn has ended. In fact, we're probably in our fourth or fifth year of recovery. But, you know, they still got a job at the store. And, you know, why do I want to go back to that, which may be unpredictable? And
right.
So you know, some folks haven't come back. And so what that's created is an environment where it's more difficult for people to find, you know, the people to build the homes. Mm-hmm. And that's a challenge. And again, also attracting young people to the housing industry has been tough just because some of the jobs are outdoor, mm-hmm. physical, dirty jobs that aren't as attractive to some. By the way, people can have great careers and make great income. In fact, we're talking about that today. You know, even the young guys that are plumbers and carpenters and electricians make big money and drive nice cars and do all those things. Mm-hmm. But it's a different kind of work.
Right.
And so, and people have to want that. And so that's been a real challenge for us. And we were talking, you know, today we're probably about, we're not halfway back to where the big numbers we had back in the early 2000s, but we're probably getting close to well over half of where we'll get back to what I think will be a pretty complete housing market in Atlanta. And we can barely keep up. So where are we going to get those workers from and how are we going to attract them back? And of course, you know, the good opportunities for pay, the word will get out and those kind of things, but it's going to take a while. And then the credit issue is, you know, during the housing downturn and the overall downturn in the economy, the banks really took it on the chin. And there were a lot of new regulations and things that pushed a lot of the state and community banks away from real estate lending. Those are the people that my home builders really relied on, my local guys. Mm-hmm. My larger builders, they have sources of income. You know, they're publicly traded in many cases, or they've got, you know, big time investment groups that fund what they do. And that's great. And I'm glad they have that access. But my smaller guys don't have that same access. And so their credit that they get is either more expensive or just non-attainable. So instead of going out and be able to buy that little piece of land and develop it, it just, that's not there for them. Right. Or if they find a lot, they still got to find the money to help finance that, you know, whatever they're going to do. And that remains a challenge for some. Although that's getting better, really has gotten much better, but it's still taking time and it's taken a toll on some of these guys in terms of their ability to hang in there and get things done.
So let's talk about housing permits for a minute. In Atlanta, at our height, we were, what, 50, 60,000 permits a year?
In 2006, we had just right about 60,000 homes. By the way, the most homes that were ever built in one housing market in the United States ever. It was, wow, 2006, and it was Atlanta.
Huh.
So, but you know, of course, I like to always tell the number. 3 years later, in 2009, we built 4,000 new homes. So we had a 93% decrease in a three-year,
wow,
period.
Right.
Hard to characterize that in any way other than just a devastating plummet. And so this last year, we built about 17, 18,000 new, mm-hmm, homes. Many of us think our market kind of gets to the right spot around somewhere between 25 and 30,000 homes a year. I mean, truly in 2006, we were probably exceeding our speed limit, mm-hmm, in terms of where the market should have been. And it was one of the reasons why we had a housing downturn.
Right.
But again, that's so much of that ties back to the economic vitality of the Atlanta area. Because as we continue to grow as a region, people will need a place to stay, whether it's in rental housing or if it's in, you know, regular conventional owner occupied housing. So, but our market continues to absorb that. You know, we've had a very healthy apartment market here in Atlanta. We've seen our condo market begin to grow again. Townhomes are coming back. And probably the best thing about the Atlanta market is it's a very diverse market in terms of housing. You can find what you want here. If you want to live, you know, in town, we've got a great in-town environment and there's, you know, neat opportunities there. If you want to live a little further out and have a little bigger lot and perhaps, you know, seek a more affordable home, that opportunity is there for you too. But we've got kind of everything for buyers here. And our market, you know, compared on a national level, is a very affordable market. So, I mean, there's a lot of good opportunities here.
Well, I was just remarking to Carol on an earlier show today that we've been doing the show almost 5 years now, and we've spent more time in this past year talking about the townhomes. I mean, there's amazing product available. These are amazing homes. So that's been fun to see.
Mm-hmm.
It has been. And again, it creates opportunity too, because, you know, so many people like that low maintenance lifestyle that a townhome brings.
Host raising hand.
You know, but again, you know, that goes back to there's something for everybody, because some people do want a 2-acre lot, mm-hmm, and they want to have a little extra, or they want to have that place to, you know, keep an animal or, you know, chickens or that kind of stuff. And God bless everybody who has their own ideas of, you know, what meets their housing needs. But, you know, again, I think we have something for everybody here in Atlanta.
Absolutely. All right. Well, David, we're about out of time. Before I let you go, how can people contact you should they have questions and learn about all the great things happening at the Greater Atlanta Home Builders Association?
Well, you can go to our website at atlantahomebuilders.com, or you can give us a call. Our phone number is 770-938-9900.
David Ellis, the Executive Vice President with the Greater Atlanta Home Builders Association. As always, sir, good to see you. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having me back.
The pleasure was ours. All right. Well, that wraps this week's About Real Estate edition. Check out the show by visiting AtlantaRealEstateForum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate that rating and review on iTunes. So again, on behalf of today's guest, David Ellis, my co-host, Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schnick. We'll see you next week on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.
American Eagle Mortgage is a mortgage banker, not a broker. Our in-house underwriting team makes decisions quickly and communicates directly with you on the status of your loan. We process our loans in-house. This means we get to know you as a person with a name and a personality. You are not just another number. We guarantee the rate and terms available, and we lend our money so we are funding your loan. American Eagle Mortgage is an equal housing lender, and approved mortgagee by FHA, VA, Fannie Mae, and Freddie Mac. For more information, visit us at www.aemc.cc or call 678-278-2138, GA 28758, GRMA 36280.